Welcome to Daytime Confidential, the only podcast of its kind, the one-stop source for daytime news, gossip, opinions, and more. Hey, I'm Lisa.
And I'm Luke. In tonight's podcast, we've got a whole bunch of stuff. We've got All My Children fires Megan McTavish, General Hospital is number two in the ratings, juicy rumors on As the World Turns, and much, much more. So stay tuned. Well, Lisa? Lisa?
Wait, one more time.
Okay. Lisa?
It's beautiful.
Oh, come on, do it one more time. One more time, one more time.
She deserves three, doesn't she?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, hallelujah! McTavish is gone!
Megan McTavish just gone. Ryan got punched in the face. Tad told Ryan to shut up. It's like perfect week for me.
The stars are aligning.
I'm going to have to look at the stars tonight because this is beautiful. Megan McTavish, bye-bye.
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
I know, I wish I had a ding thing. Oh, bye-bye. Bye-bye. I'm not sad at all.
No.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Yeah. Actually, we'd prefer if it did.
Megan McTavish, the head writer for All My Children, has been shown the door by Brian Franz.
And we're thanking the heavens.
Oh, let me read the Brian Franz, who's the president of ABC Daytime.
Uh-huh.
His official line is, quote, "This was a difficult decision. Megan came in at a crucial time for All My Children. We appreciate her vision and thank her for all her contributions," end quote.
Translation, she screwed up our show, killed off our veterans, sunk our ratings, and oops, basically screwed us over. So let's get rid of her.
That's the translation is, oops.
Oops, I did it again. And I can't sing.
What? Oh, you know, and that was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm verklempt.
There you go.
I think this was her second reign as head writer. And you know what? That oops, I did it again was perfect. I wish I had that sound clip. Hello, you fired her once, you fired her again, don't hire her again now, people. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Did you hear what the,
anonymous?
Yes, who wants to not be named? I feel like Elmer Fudd said.
Fudgesicles.
Said in a quote to Soap Opera Digest, did you hear?
No, what?
Quote, "We know the show is bad, morale is low, we don't know why they were keeping her if Megan couldn't turn it around," end quote. That's juicy.
It not only is it juicy, it's succulent.
Oh, it just... And you know what? They know the show is bad. They know it. So all these rumors about backstage unrest has to be true.
And I mean, if the rumor was true about her wanting to kill off Myrtle, I mean, that just goes to show how much of a nut job she'd become.
Yeah, exactly. And Susan Lucci putting her little foot down. Her little foot down. Oh,
her Manolo Blahnik shoe.
Oh, don't you just want to be a fly on the wall?
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I think we should go and bug the All My Children studios. There you go. Oh.
But see, it's like ABC is trying to do something with this, with the bad news that they got earlier. Well, actually, last year, all the sinking ratings that they had, they brought in Kay Alden and Jack Smith.
For General Hospital, right?
Yeah, for former Young and Restless head
writers. And look how the ratings have improved.
Exactly.
I mean, this week, it was at a 3-point... It was the number two soap in daytime.
Number two, which has not happened in forever.
Yeah, exactly.
And that soap has actually been very enjoyable to watch. That show has turned it around. And for me to say that, General Hospital's doing something right. And then Dana Higley, the head writer for One Life to Live.
Ding dong. She's almost dead.
She might as well be. She got a co-head writer. I mean, come on. Basically, her foot's out the door. And now Megan McTavish is gone? Oh, wait. Should we do it again?
Yes, let's.
It's just beautiful.
Just basking in it.
We've been calling for her head for how long?
Long time.
It's just, I couldn't believe the news when you texted it to me on my cell phone. during the tornadoes.
There you go. That's how dedicated we are. We are reading text messages about Megan McTavish firing during tornadoes.
And I couldn't believe it. I mean, the rumors have been around for a year at least. And they finally did it. Thank you. Thank you. All's well. Until... We should be careful what we wish.
Yes, because the rumors have it that Riley is a possibility. His name has been mentioned, allegedly.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine being dumb enough to hire him as a head writer?
Well, Days of Our Lives did it, and without Passions being around in August, I mean...
That's what I'm saying. They fired him, thank goodness.
Well, if they hire Riley, it will be an indication that they don't have any confidence in All My Children. I mean, that's basically what it will be.
Right. And we'll know for sure that they want that sub canceled.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it'll be revealed that Adam is turning into a vampire. You know, Erica is a witch. You know, Babe
is going to be a superhero.
Like, well, they're like soul-sucking demons. Well, they are anyways. But, you know what I mean? We have Ridiculous now. I just do not want asinine. So anybody besides Riley will be better. I really honestly believe that. I really do, because that's how badly I think McTavish has damaged this show.
Oh, it's almost irreparable.
Almost.
Almost.
We could do it. We could fix it.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yep.
Well, I say they bring Agnes Nixon back to write it.
Well, at least I have her choose the new head writer, because, you know, she's pretty old. She may not want to do it.
Yeah, that is true. Pretty grueling job.
She may want, you know, at least consult her and say, hey, who do you see as having a vision, or who do you respect or enjoy? You know, give her some input. This is her show.
True.
It's Agnes's show. Give it to her.
Well, so,
and
Danielle, one of our primetime bloggers, suggested in the forums that Felicia Monet Bear return. Well, not necessarily. Yes, return. And
yeah,
I don't know much about her, but apparently
she was
responsible.
Angie and Jesse time and
Tad and Dixie.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a high time for the soap when she was the head writer.
Well, I've come up with a storyline solution to wipe away every single
Let's
issue.
Let's hear it, buddy. Let's hear it.
I've got it. Basically.
Wait.
In order for All My Children to fix all the major wrongs, they need to go back to the day before Josh found out he was Erica's son. And they need to have everybody wake up. Like, if they're going to air a show, we need to have episodes with everybody getting up and out of bed after having dreamt about all this really nasty stuff. Mm-hmm. And they wake up. And it's the day before Josh finds out about his paternity. So, because as far as I'm concerned, if they would go back to that point, they would undo the atrocious storyline in having an unabortion and a walking abortion. We would not have the satin stalker. We would not have lost Dixie. We would not have had David ruined. We would not have Tad be a killer of Josh Madden. So many things would...
Greg Madden. I wish he would kill Josh Madden.
So many things would be right in Pine Valley if they would just take it back to the day before he was supposed to find out. Because as far as I'm concerned, then you could basically switch the test results and make it everything come out right. And we can go on from there.
See, I would go a step further and go back to when Greg Madden came to town. I would even go back then, before the whole Ryan spermination.
Yeah, but
deal.
The problem with that is that would mean that they'd have to get Rebecca Buttig back, and I don't think that...
Oh, darn, do they have to?
Well, no, but, well, I would love Rebecca Buttig to come back, but my point is that to go back that far would require a lot more rewrites than they did. I mean, that would mean that Spike isn't Kendall's, and... That almost gets too convoluted to start thinking about.
Oh, okay, because yours is so much better. You're so funny.
Well, but Greenlee's no longer in the cast, where a lot of the other people in my theory are.
Now that McTavish is gone, would Rebecca be more open to coming back? No, now knowing that she would actually have better scripts and her character wouldn't be ruined.
Well, I suppose that depends on what happens with her primetime pursuits, but...
Yeah. I hope she fails. I love her. You know, secretly I do hope she succeeds. But, man, I really like her and I want her
back. Well, but I would be perfectly happy if Lauren Woodard comes on as Greenlee. That or the actress who played Nicole on Days of Our Lives. She'd make a great Greenlee.
You have your favorites, don't you, baby?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
I freely admit my biases.
Well, it's all right. I enjoy them. So what's our next topic now that we've basked in the glow for a while?
Why don't we just, keep on in the ABC glow and move on to General Hospital, number 2 in the ratings.
Wow.
Folks, the Earth is, I don't know, but it's doing something.
I know. It's like, okay, the shows that I'm enjoying.
Okay. What are they?
General Hospital, Bold and the Beautiful, and Passions. I'm kind of enjoying Passions, I guess, now that I know that it's leaving. I'm kind of enjoying it with the whole Chad thing. It's very, very cool.
Very intriguing, huh? Well, isn't it ironic that Passions is the only one to actually... Passions is the only soap to actually give a gay storyline a major storyline?
Yes. But have him ashamed of it, and, oh, I'm not gay, whatever.
But
it's been intriguing.
Actually, I should make a correction. I apologize. They're not the only ones to give him a major storyline. They're the only ones to have him have an adult relationship.
There you go. It's so true. And a sustained one, too. Well, anyways, back to General Hospital. They've deserved this number 2 rating. I've really enjoyed it. It's been tight writing. We've had character-on-character scenes. Sunny stuff aside...
Yeah, everything but Sunny has been great.
I've been riveted, honestly, going, okay, what's going to happen here? How is this person going to react? Blah, blah, blah. And that's what a soap should be. I should know these people. I should care what they think. It's been great. They've deserved this number 2. I hate that Alan is dead. I hate that he died. I hate that they got rid of Stuart Damon, but it's made for some interesting drama.
Well, and Stuart Damon's reportedly going to be sticking around, so we'll be able to enjoy him a little bit longer.
Hanging around like a ghost? Yeah, I heard that too.
Well, and the premise is humorous. Whether or not it's a long-term viable option
is humorous. You're so serious. The premise is humorous. Loosen up, bud.
Need to go drink some Alka-Seltzer. There you go.
You do? Yeah. Anyways, I do hope. I don't know. It's just I'm torn between the delight of seeing Stuart Damon more because I do love him. Torn between that and is this really worthy of him, this ghost storyline? But we'll have to see.
Well... Young and the Restless has been keeping John Abbott back.
Yippee. Ghost John. Mm-hmm. I have not enjoyed Ghost John.
Well, maybe you'll enjoy Ghost Alan. Because, they say reportedly the cast of General Hospital is having a hard time keeping their faces straight during those scenes.
Aww.
Because Alan is making really snarky comments. And let's face it, one of the best things about General Hospital is when the Quartermains get in a family meeting and have a go at each other. So
they need to remember that. More Quartermain. We love them.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, but... It's kind of bummed me out that everybody's so concerned about how Jason's reacting. How's Jason going to deal with this? Blah, blah, blah. I'm not really concerned about Jason because he's turned
his
back on this family. Exactly. He's turned this back. He turned his back on this family over and over again. And here's Edward going, we need Jason back. We need Jason back.
You know who I really would like back? Just because it's always great to see him. Ned. I think Ned and Alexis should reunite. They should, basically put all their crap behind them.
Yeah.
Ned and Alexis was always a great couple. Though personally, Rexus was the best when they were good. But I always liked Jax and Alexis as well. But yeah. Ned and Alexis, he's her rock.
I know it. Well, he's coming. He's on his way.
You think?
Oh, no, he is. It's been spoiled. He shows up this week.
Well, I know he's returning for that, but I meant permanently.
Oh, no. I haven't heard anything about that, but he is coming, and it'll be nice to see Ned because, he's Ned. He's a Quartermain. Keep him. But
well, considering the last one didn't even get a funeral.
Oh, don't even get me started.
I know.
We're just going to leave that alone. We're basking in good things. This is a positive conversation.
Well, speaking of positive...
Okay.
I know that you're absolutely ecstatic that I Want to Be a Soap Star is coming up with a new season, and that it's to be the winner of this season's I Want to Be a Soap Star is going to be going to Days of Our Lives.
Which is very interesting.
Yes. Interesting, interesting.
I wish I had a interesting.
And I thought thing. I had it. I thought I had that thing in front of me here. Let me see if I can find it.
Well, you know, the abtastic Cameron Matheson is back in his Ryan Seacrest role as the host of I Want to Be a Soap Star.
And you know, I just thought the other day, I've always tried to wonder who Ryan reminds me of. And he
Ryan Seacrest reminds you of?
Well, no, who Ryan.
You called him Ryan.
Ryan slash Cameron Matheson. Matheson always reminds me of. And it is Ryan Seacrest.
I can see that.
There's a very similar between them two, and I have to say, I am not Ryan Seacrest's biggest fan. Now, that's not necessarily a referral on Cameron Matheson.
Sure, Cameron's a great guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, he has that Ryan Seacrest attitude about him.
And look.
But yeah, he's the host, and who's the new judge this year?
That's what I'm really excited about. My soap writing superhero is going to be the judge, Hogan Scheffer.
I'm really interested. I'm excited. He's got to say. And you know who I'm interested in?
You're
seeing?
Eating during this podcast, aren't you?
I am eating Snickers because I'm happy.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. You know who I'm interested in seeing?
Did your mama say never to talk with your mouth full?
Oh, please. Wait. Michael Bruno is who I'm interested in seeing. I hope he gets really blunt and honest. I like it when he's just himself instead of trying to be like all Simon Cowell. When he's himself and just says, you know, honey, you just can't act. Mikey, shut up, sit down. I really like that. But when he tries to be Simon and do the smart-aleck remarks, it just doesn't seem very Bruno-esque. I want Michael Bruno to be Michael Bruno. Because he owns daytime. Come on, let's be honest. It's not Brian Franz. It's Michael Bruno.
I was just going to say, you may have a point there. Because he does, I mean, he pretty much rules daytime.
Yeah, Brian Franz who? No, it's Michael Bruno. Let's be honest.
Well, and what will also be interesting is to see how long how much of a viable character the winner will actually get. I mean, the first season winner, he ended up going to the Lily White Network on General Hospital.
And I really liked him.
They barely used him, and then they killed him off.
Well,
Alec Musser has been the luckiest of them all, because he's not used very much, but at least he's still alive. The season 3 person went to One Life to Live, and apparently he's dead.
Mikey Jerome, yeah, he got killed in an arson fire. Sorry, but the season 3 runner up, Beth Ann Bonner, is on One Life to Live as Talia, and she's doing very well. I actually like her a lot.
But do you think that the reason that Alec Musser is still around is because he was recast as a quote-unquote heritage character in that it was a character from long ago? Do you think that's the only reason he survived?
I think he survived because he's got great abs and he comes out acting like a fool at Christmas with a Santa Claus hat on. I mean, Who knows? I mean, that's the way they write him. It's nothing against Alec. But yeah, I'm really liking Beth Ann Bonner, so she's the Clay Aiken of I Want to Be a Soup Star. But I'm very interested into why they chose Days of Our Lives.
Well, according to the quote, they said, we have had an incredible partnership with Days of Our Lives since acquiring same-day episodes in 2004. Mm-hmm. Our ability to cast a contract role on their show that has over 40 years of history speaks to our special relationship. We look forward to working with blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, basically.
Considering their contract with NBC's up when?
Yeah, 2009. In other words, we're going to buy this thing when the contract's up.
It's so true. Might as well just say it.
We might as well. I mean, folks, you, Lisa and I, any of this stuff that these people put out, we can translate for you what it really means.
The no bull zone. That's what
yeah,
we'll call it.
There you go.
We should so start doing that.
The no bull zone.
And just say, here's the statement from the network, and this is what it really means, people. We should totally do that. But that's exactly what it means. Days of Our Lives going to ABC. Bye-bye,
or SoapNet, one of the two.
Bye-bye, One Life to Live.
Yeah.
Sorry,
or All My Children, one of the two.
I think One Life to Live, most likely. But anyways.
Well, speaking of ABC, Linda Dano is going to be appearing on Friday, March 9th on The View.
Oh, is she a guest host or what?
Yes, she's going to be a guest co-host, and the show is going to be all about depression.
Oh, what a good topic. I'm so glad.
And see, this is the thing, though. I hate it when The View does entire episodes on one topic.
Oh, please. With Rosie and Elizabeth throwing down here lately. Tom,
I know, but they went and did some children's thing a week or two ago where the entire thing was about some sort of thing on children. It was like, this is the
some
most boring
kid thing.
This is the most boring thing I've ever seen. I mean, I didn't even watch the entire thing, and I mean, lately The View has been where you watch the entire thing.
Well, and I always watch just the first, you know, little bit where they're all at the round table.
The first half hour.
Yeah, because hello, throw down. Oh wait, I got some sound effects.
Yeah,
they throw down.
Elizabeth and Rosie got into it this last week, didn't they?
Yes, they did. You know, and rumors are Elizabeth's sniffing around the E Network trying to find a gig there to get out of The View because she just can't take it anymore. And you know, Rosie did step over a line.
Well, what's stupid about all this is why would Elizabeth be looking around when Rosie is only on a 1-year contract and hasn't even necessarily been renewed yet?
Who knows? You know, working with Barbara's got to be a little stressful.
Okay, I hate to say this.
Yes?
But Barbara Walters, love her, but...
Uh-oh.
The woman needs to stop being a co-host on that show. Because she comes off at, like... Point in case, this last week she had the Oscar specials. The Oscar specials, she came off across as this very distinguished woman, journalist, I mean, in-depth personal interviews. I mean, she had Jennifer Hudson crying. I mean, the whole nine yards.
She gets everybody crying.
Then she comes on the next day on The View, starts talking about Eddie Murphy and how Alan Arkin didn't deserve the thing and all this other crap.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did. And she looked like a total freaking idiot. I mean,
Alan Arkin was genius. I thought he was great.
Yeah, I mean, and half the stuff that they said, I mean, that she was saying, I mean, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It just came spewing out of her and it was like, Barbara, shut up. You're making yourself look like an idiot.
She didn't take her meds that day. I'm sorry, Barbara. Don't kill me. Don't have your people kill me. I'm a mother.
She'll have us come and hunt us down.
She's like the Oprah. She's the ABC Oprah. I'm sorry.
Well, ironically, Oprah's special beat Barbara Walters.
Well.
Good thing they're on the same network, huh?
You know, that just goes back to the thing I was saying before. Who's more valuable, Rosie or Barbara? You said Barbara, but, you know, if her ratings are sinking...
Well, they were up from previous years, but I don't know.
Oh, well, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, my opinion is Barbara just needs to keep acting distinguished and shut up on trivial stuff.
Yeah,
because
Barbara.
It just makes her, yeah.
Exactly. I agree.
She is an icon. Let Rosie and Elizabeth and Joy look like idiots. Barbara, you need to stay.
I need that cute little, chick that we like, Sherry Shepherd. I'm like, where is she?
Love her.
Where is she?
Yes.
And then Barbara can just go away and just be an executive producer or something.
Yes. Well, and I mean, we never see Bill Getty anymore either.
No. See, there's something going on. Another fly. I need to be a fly on that wall, too.
Well, speaking of flies on the walls, people were really interested in the whole gossip that we had about Young and the Restless last week.
Oh, I know.
And unfortunately,
we haven't been
able to find anything else. I mean, they must have locked that place down when they heard our podcast. Yeah.
Victoria Rowell. Yeah, it's all about us.
Exactly.
Victoria Rowell.
We'll make it about us one way or another.
You know, she never holds back. But they must have said, you know, look, chicky. Quit blonde all over the place because you're still in a contract here, blah, 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 blah. I really want to know who the actor was.
Well, and see, I have a theory, but I don't dare say it just because...
Can I say it? No, I'm just kidding. I won't do it either.
It's such a great theory.
It's obvious.
It makes perfect sense, but it's like...
Yes, it does.
If it's not true, I don't really want to be held to it, so I...
And how are we supposed to know if it's true? I mean, it's never going to come out that blah, blah, blah was jealous of Victoria Rowell and Michelle Stafford's chemistry. you know, it's never going to come out.
Okay, let's just say, who? We'll just put it this way. Who has got the most airtime with Victoria Rowell since Phyllis and Drew have not had much airtime? We'll exactly. just leave it
and
at
it's
that.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah.
So anyways, Young and the Restless is done with the whole reliquary.
Now there That's should be a hallelujah. Exciting. There should be your
oh,
hallelujah
I was gonna
music.
Do it, honey. Oh. Oh, it's over. The storyline that has held YNR captive is done. It's been a good week. It's been a good week.
Yes, it has. All the way around. Well, not all the way around, but it's been a good week.
It's been a good, if you look for the good. It's
I liked the Kevin storylines. I liked how JT, I just stood up and cheered when JT went to prison. I was so, or not prison, but was arrested. I mean, here.
Kevin Lover.
He's basically like a smart-assed Martin on All My Children who only can ever do good. And it's nice to see them actually finally getting their lumps. It's about time that these superiority complex people get their lumps and pay for their stuff, because they never ever seem to.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're not going to get on that one then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like JT either.
Well, it's not that I don't like him. I just think that the character needs to...
No, I don't like him. I'll say it. But I think Kevin deserved to be punched. Not for what he didn't do.
Well, but is there the difference between the punch or the being actually attacked and hit across the back of a head?
No, that was wrong. But... JT kind of owed him for the past things he's done to Colleen, because everybody just kind of brushed it under the rug. So, of course, naturally, they're going to think he did it. He tried
oh,
to
Oh, yeah,
him
that's
before.
Completely natural. I mean...
Yeah, so I didn't blame him for that. But attacking him without getting the whole story, I did. And I always got the feeling the entire week that I was being manipulated. When Kevin was on screen and showing his remorse, saying, hey, I deserve this for doing this before and never apologizing, blah, 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 I felt for Kevin, and you know how I feel about Kevin. So this was really a good turnaround. But when everybody else started harking in, oh, he's bad, he's evil, and then Gloria comes shrieking in, oh, my baby, you know.
She was being a mother.
That's what I mean. They should have focused on Kevin and kept that momentum going. I felt them losing me, and, you know, I wasn't the only one who felt this way, when they got off Kevin, because Greg Reichardt, who plays Kevin, is so talented. He was pulling it off. It was great. He was showing the remorse. He was showing he was sorry. Hey, my past sins have come back to haunt me. No, I didn't do this, but you know what? I am paying for what I used to do.
Well, I'm going on.
It was great. I thought, finally, yes, he's being redeemed. Really? And then they kind of left Kevin. No, stay on Kevin. Stay on Kevin. Focus. So I think they're heading for Kevin and Colleen.
Yeah, I'm predicting it now. We will be seeing Kevin, Colleen, and Corbell. Oh, okay. I just hate to say this because you know.
I hate Kevin and Colleen together.
Well, you know, it was really sad. I was thinking about it, and as I was thinking, it was like, it's the KKK of couples. But then I realized it's the KCK.
That's what I think about that. Leave Kevin, not Kevin. What is her name?
Colleen.
And Corbell together.
Well, I'm sure they'll stay together, but
I think
that...
Well, you know, just for a while, and let Kevin go somewhere else.
Well, okay, I mean, I don't think it will be right away, but I think that it could be one of those things where eventually, I mean, let's look at the past. Luke raped Laura. Todd's attacked Blair.
Don't go there.
Kevin has attacked Colleen. I mean,
stop it.
It sort
stop.
Of seems what? Inevitable.
Stop. Just let me bask in the good news that the reliquary's over. Let me bask in the good news that the reliquary's over. I'm just going to stay there. And did you see Corbell at Colleen's bedside? Oh, loved it. Loved it.
So, now, I have a question. As a non-longtime viewer.
Yes.
Her mother keeps popping in and out.
Tracy. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And my question is this. How does she play into the show? I mean, is it something where this is an actress who could actually be returning? I mean, it sort of, for a moment, it sort of seemed like it was possibly that way, but then
I'd
I was looking at it.
We love Tracy. She has a very long history on the show. You know, she's Jack and Ashley's sister. You know that.
Oh, yes, I know that.
Okay. You know that she and Lauren had a long-standing rivalry.
I did not know that.
They used to throw down. Oh, yeah. She used to be picked on because she was fat, and Lauren was
Well, see, and that's what I was wondering, because she is not your typical, quote-unquote, soap star. Uh-huh. And do you remember Nancy on Days of Our Lives?
Uh-huh.
Love that character. And
yes,
so in many ways she sort of reminds me of a Nancy type character.
And well, she's very good natured, but she could throw down when you picked on her enough. You know what I mean? She was an Abbott. And she and Brad were pretty good together. I enjoyed she and Brad together, but Brad's kind of slimy now, so I don't. Anyways, I would love to see Tracy back. But that's just me, because you know, she's an Abbott. I want more Abbotts.
Well, the Abbott.
Ashley's headed on over to Bold and Beautiful.
Well, and you know what that means.
Maybe Drew, too. Maybe.
And if that happens, you know what that means.
Yeah, Guidelines probably canceled. So.
Yeah, well. We'll
anyway.
Yeah, it comes up for renewal.
Positive. I'm trying to be good here.
You're trying to be good?
Well, it's not working, but I'm trying.
Well, let's just explore the naughty a little bit more with that juicy rumor about As the World Turns.
Oh, did you hear about that?
I know.
I didn't hear about it until yesterday, I think.
And actually, what's really great is we have the best listeners. I mean, they bring stuff to our attention that we may not see. So
that we miss sometimes.
Yeah. So one of our listeners, and I believe his name is James, went and showed us something about Julia Barr's return. And then while reading his blog, if you guys want to see his blog, it's thebuzzwithjames.com. It's very great. It's a great mm-hmm. little thing to read. Mm-hmm. He has something on here about the actor who plays Craig on As the World Turns. Jeffrey Meeks trying to fit in as many scenes as he can filming-wise before his last day, because allegedly, he's been canned.
Mm-mm-mm.
Is that just my first thought is allegedly. My second thought is, please, oh please, let Hunt Block come back.
Wait.
You don't want him back?
No, that's not what I meant. It's not happening though. No, not after they treated him. Rumor is Scott Bryce, the original portrayer, is going to be back as Craig.
Well, all I know is Hunt Block's one of my favorite actors in daytime.
Me too,
so,
but, you know, you'll like Scott Bryce as well, if it's true. If it's true. So, yes, that is the juicy rumor floating around As the World Turns.
You know, there should be a soap that with the name Rumor in it.
Eh.
Spoomer.
Oh, my goodness. You don't like that word.
I know I don't, but it's still...
Well, did you read that email from Kamisha that we got this week?
About Emily?
Yes.
I did. Would you like me to read it, or would you like to?
Oh, I can read it.
Okay.
It's from Kamisha, my old friend. She says, I've just started watching As the World Turns, so if you could, I could use a black story when you have a moment. Why is Emily prostituting herself? If she's a businesswoman, why does she feel she needs to do this? I don't understand. It's making my head spin. Would you like to take this one and then I follow up, or do you want me to start and you follow up?
You go first.
Okay. Emily has been and sees herself continuously as a victim.
Yep.
Whether that's correct or not doesn't matter. It's her perception of herself. Emily has lost her son, Daniel, and she's not in control of that. She lost her mind when Paul left her for Meg, and she wasn't in control of that. Now, when she first started hooking, I think she felt that she was more in control, that she was the one in charge. How stupid of her to think that, yes. But she's in control of her body. She's in control in who she gives it to, blah, 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 blah. She was the one with power. And I think that's her gig. And it's her way of feeling some kind of connection with anybody, even for a short period of time. I don't know.
And
I do believe it's a power thing with Emily.
And to me, I look at it more of she's punishing herself.
Well, maybe.
I think that, I mean, she did the thing with Paul, which in the long run resulted in, well, the thing with Paul, the thing with Dusty that in the long run resulted in her losing her son. She basically has, for all intents and purposes, lost the paper once again. And I think she really hates herself personally. I think I think it's a matter of her trying to take and basically punish herself for the things she's done. But that's just my opinion.
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think she likes the power, even though what was Freak Boy Two-Face's name? I don't remember. The Two-Face John, who was half man, half woman, who attacked her with the freaky sex this week.
Oh, was that the basis of it?
Yes, he was freaky. He was half man, half woman. He, like, made himself up. He was a freak.
Okay, so did not realize that.
Oh, yeah. So she freaked out because he was very grabby and getting all kinky with her. Oh, wait. And she absolutely did not like it. And that is her choice. She can say no. And he wasn't going to take no. And Dusty saved her, of course. Dusty, the hero. And, sorry. I think my feelings for Dusty came through. Anyways, so she realizes maybe she's not in control as much as she thought she was. Yeah, it was an interesting week. And as boring as that show is, we need a little bit of interest. I swear, it's like watching
they just cry.
But I did like Henry and Vienna.
Oh, yeah. As far as I'm concerned, this show could be all about Vienna. Love her.
I'm falling in love with you. I was like, oh, you're full of crap, man. I just love her.
She falls in love with any and any man who can help her out. Yeah, exactly. but the thing about it is she's so genuine about it, you almost believe the fact that in her mind, she actually is in love with that person for that amount of time. It's just that she's very flittery or fleeting.
Flittery?
Flittery. There you go.
I like flittery. That's pretty cute. You know, yeah,
she's fleeting.
She's fleeting. Her love is fleeting. I just think she's a treasure. She's a find on this show. And putting her with Henry, inspired. We love it. We love it, people. And it's really one of the only few things on the show that's working right now.
Though I have to say, I'm enjoying Brad and Katie and Jack. I'm enjoying it. I just am. I can't stand Paul. We need to get rid of Paul.
What is that about? I'm the psychic. Ooh, whatever.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let's move on to more interesting things. Nothing
please,
so much
please,
boring.
Please.
I did not have a chance to watch Passions this week, but apparently the revelation of who Chad's lover was appeared, or you were telling me that...
Popped right up on the screen. He sure did.
Popped right up. Okay.
He did. He gave Chad a DVD.
Uh-huh.
And that is awful. I did not mean it that way. For once, I did not mean the pun. Oh, man. I didn't even see that one. Oh, I'm losing my touch. Sent Chad a DVD showing them doing it.
Uh-huh.
Suddenly, Vincent's big old face comes up and says, you know, if you don't tell Whitney, blah, blah, blah.
See, I remember, you know, I remember watching an episode where it had been put in the DVD player, but I hadn't. Like, the DVD had been put in, but I didn't know what came of it.
Oh, yeah. And then Vincent sent Chad one to his PDA, and Whitney saw him watching it. She was like, what is this? And he covered.
It's YouTube. It's YouTube.
Oh, totally. He said, oh, I'm researching this or something. I can't remember what stupid reason he gave. And she's like, this is why you're homophobic. I'm like, oh, Whitney, you're so stupid. So, I mean, does she not recognize her husband's bare butt? I mean, I would recognize my husband's bare butt.
Okay, that is way too much information.
What? No, it's not. It's a soap opera. If she's watching it, it was just so ridiculous. It was so ridiculous. And you know, but it's kind of fun to watch. I don't know. It's like I can't look away. It's like a little train wreck.
Is that why you're enjoying it?
Well, I like Fancy a lot. I like the actress, Emily Harper. I like the character of Fancy a lot. And I just want somebody to smack the poo out of Sheridan. Oh, I'm like, go! Somebody hit her!
Well, and you realize that Luis and Sheridan are going to walk into the sunset together. So you might as well start preparing yourself.
Oh my! How ruthlessly absurd!
Yeah. Well,
it would be stupid if they did. But that's okay. Yeah, probably. But I'm just saying I like her. I like Fancy a lot. So...
Well, speaking of passions, though, it cleaned up at the NAACP Awards.
It did.
At least in the actress category, if I remember what you were telling me.
It just got one. It got the actress category. Congratulations to Tracy Ross, who plays, I think it's Eve, on Passions. She won the NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Performer, Actress in a Daytime Drama. And
which,
then, what?
Go on. Sorry.
What?
No,
what?
Go on.
Well, she beat out some stiff competition, which was very interesting.
Yeah, I'm censoring myself on that one.
You know, she's a very capable actress, but hey, I mean, Davina Sherwood, Christelle Khalil, which that is a
Renee Goldsberry,
Elise Goldsberry. I thought she had it in the bag.
Oh,
I thought she had it, and then when Tracy Ross, I went, what? Squeeze me.
Pinch me? Poke me?
I just couldn't believe it. But that's okay. Congratulations, Tracy. We're very proud of you. And the actor in NAACP Image Award for Best Daytime Actor went to Christoph St. John, who plays Neil on The Young and Restless.
Da-da-da-dum.
I know. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I thought.
And you notice who wasn't nominated.
I know. She wasn't even nominated. And she's won it for the past, 15 years or something?
I don't know if it's that, but it's something like that.
It was something like 11. I mean, a long time. That is very interesting what's going on in industry right now. I just really want to know what's up. I want the juice! So if anybody knows any rumors, may it true or not, I can filter through that. Send them to TV. DC at TV Fan. I can't even talk today.
DC at TVFanOnline.com.
Stupid Snickers.
Well, that's what you get for eating during a podcast.
Well, they're yummy.
Uh-huh.
Wait, I have something for that. Oh, where's that?
Delicious.
Yeah. They are not yummy. An official sponsor of DC, or of Daytime Confidential.
Your official sponsor being popped in my mouth. Yummy.
Mm-hmm.
What's our next topic?
Well, we have some reader emails. One of them, by the name of Taya, comes to us via MySpace.
Taya.
She goes, I am a 25-year-old soap fan from Indianapolis. I absolutely love you guys. You are well-informed and witty, and the length of your show is great, too. Thank you for being so awesome. Please rant on all you want and don't worry. A lot of us like hearing about All My Children.
I suck. Go ahead.
She goes, okay, on to the good stuff. She goes, my top five imaginary couples from the show. Apparently, she goes, okay, I'm a little behind on the podcast, having just discovered you recently. I haven't really had time to do my list. But she goes, my top five imaginary couples are James Stenbeck and Helena Cassidyne. The allure here is obvious. Oh, the havoc they would wreak.
Okay, Satan wouldn't have this couple.
It'd be
that's pretty good though.
It would be the devil in Prada, quite literally.
Oh man, that's lame. Devil in Prada. Anyway, go ahead.
Number four, Hunt Block as Craig with Erica Kane and Sam McCall as his mistress. I think Hunt oozes chemistry with anyone, and I would like him best when he fought with and married his Barbar. Number three, Rex Balsam and Lulu Spencer. Kind of like Leo and Greenlee Light. Same type of dynamic. Don't hate me, Luke. Well, I don't hate you, but I don't know about your pick there.
She's a little young for him.
Well, he's dating Adriana, and she's only 18,
you know what? Hey, I feel the same way. I don't like them together either.
Now,
In
light of recent events, this one's a little bit creepy. Alan Quartermain and Rosanna Cabot. His medical skills could bring her out of a coma.
Well, they slab to slab. I mean, she's in a coma. He's dead. Sorry, go ahead.
And finally, last but not least, and I don't even know where to start on this one, Sonny Corinthos and Phyllis Summer Abbott Newman.
Wait. Sonny and Phyllis?
Uh-huh.
Does she not realize what their squish name would be?
Oh, don't
Syphilis.
Even, go, don't even
Syphilis.
Go there.
Syphilis.
Oh.
Squish name would be.
That's just terrible.
Oh, terrible, my butt. That was funny.
She goes,
bow down.
She goes, I think I would make a lot of mischief, or they would make a lot of mischief, and she's capable of dealing with the mob
everywhere.
Thing.
Spreading the syphilis.
A weapon of mass destruction.
Oh, my goodness. Is that what they call sunnies?
I didn't even think of that, but...
Because, you know, every woman he's come in contact with has been destroyed. He's the weapon of mass destruction. We got it. You know what? She shows imagination with her list, though.
Yes, she does.
Got to give it up to her.
Yes,
wait,
she does.
I got to give her some applause. That number one, oy. Ew.
Now, another one of our newer listeners, GHFan767, since forever, decided to write us a lengthy little post
what,
in
forever?
The forums. Since forever.
No, SC forever. Sunny Carly forever.
Oh, I like to think for since forever sounds better.
Okay, whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. She goes, okay, I'm going to pick on both of you considering that they were high on your list. I totally get this is your opinion, but I don't agree at all. I'm a huge Carson fan, even though I'm a new viewer
Carson.
And didn't watch them when Carson was in their glory days. Side note, they've never had a glory days.
Oh, that's not true.
During my GH catching up process, I came across so much great Carson. I've been wanting Carson back ever since I saw their first video. Side note again, they've never been apart. When they were getting married for the third or fourth time, I just prayed that this marriage would last. And when they were in the hotel, I just loved those Carson scenes. Now I'm going to pick on Luke a little more. See, this is why I can do the side notes, because she's going to pick on me. She goes,
oh, that's all right.
When I heard you say Nick and Phyllis, I just about died. I had a surprised look on my face for about a minute, but then I went back and listened to your reasoning, and I totally agree. But when they had their
it's
affair,
not picking on you.
They were hot, but now he's turned into the boring Newman. So here's
he's licking
my...
you.
Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead.
So,
I'm making dirty comments. Just go on.
So here's my list. Victor and Nikki, Y&R. I am so over them. I want Victor and Ashley or Victor and Hope. Well, that's a
okay,
pipe dream.
Okay. Well, yeah, because they're both off the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, if Victor go off show, that'd be fine too. Sorry, Jopalay.
Whitney in Houston. Or Whitney Houston. Whitney in Houston.
Well, Whitney and Bobby did break up, so you got your wish.
Whitney and Chad on Passions. Okay, oh. I would really like him to be gay, but the show really needs another shakeup with them.
Sorry, go ahead.
Boy, this girl's picking on Y&R here. Neil and Drew on Y&R. Okay,
well,
seriously. Seriously, he didn't leave her after she lied to him. She lied about Lily after all those years.
After she was raped.
I really like him with Carmen, which is the only time I've ever liked him. Number two, Brad and Victoria, Y&R. I have hated it ever since they married.
Me too.
He should be with Sharon and she should be with JT if Colleen's not.
That's a good one. I agree.
And last but not least... Can you guess who this
Jackson
is?
Is it Jackson Carly?
Yes.
Oh, go me.
She goes, I am so excited about trashing them. Where do I start? I see no chemistry there at all. Although I may be just blinded by my hate for Jax, or maybe his amazing chemistry with Alexis, or how big of a Carson fan I am, I think they should just move on and forget about this horrible relationship ever happened. Okay, I love you guys. It was a great podcast. I hope you enjoyed my list.
Well, I kid where I love, but oy.
Yeah.
I do love her. I think she's great. I think.
Oh,
she's great.
I love the list, but.
I do too, but oy. Okay. Well, I think that's all we got to say about that.
Love the list, but the Carson love can't relate. There you go. How's that?
You know, I wish I could. I think I could have back way when they were first together, but well. Anyways, go ahead.
Well, that was in what? The Land Before Time? I mean.
Oh, look at you. You're being all funny. I like it. Are you drinking?
No.
Oh, that'd be really cool if you were.
No.
Okay. Well, anyways, do we have another letter?
Well, I'm just double checking here.
Well, hurry up.
What would be an episode of Daytime Confidential without our Jopalay?
Jopalay. I've got to have a sound effect for her. I've got to find one. Sorbet.
She was writing in response to our episode 38 episode, which is the, So Over Couples. She goes, Lisa, I agree with about Josh
what?
And
She's
Cassie.
She's calling me out? What?
Yep. She goes, Lisa, I agree with about Josh and Cassie, everything you said. But you know, I don't think they would bother me so bad if Reva had another man to hook up with. In her age group, there's only Alan. Luke, so right about Ridge and Brooke. For reasons you stated, I love the revolving door bit. I agree that with you about Nick and Phyllis. Boring.
Ooh.
Lisa, Jack is not evil. Yes, he does wrong things, but he for the right reasons, and I loved what he did to Gloria. Can't wait to see Victor take him down, because smiling Jack always comes back.
Okay, me saying Jack is evil was totally sarcastic, because I like to rag Luke about being Jack is evil because he loves Gloria so much, and he hates that Jack is so mean to Gloria. I love Jack. I think Jack's fabulous. So, go ahead.
Luke, ding dong dead, ducking from Lisa. You go, guy. The cousin thing doesn't bother me because my grandparents were cousins, which makes me a cousin to myself. Okay.
Wait.
Maybe I shouldn't be reading this. I just didn't like Jonathan and Tammy. Now, having said that, and Lisa knows this, I hated Jonathan when he first came to town. Hated new Lizzie as Crystal Hunt. Thought they would deserve each other. And I will have to say that Marcy is starting to grow on me. We'll see how that goes. Since the cancer storyline started, my views about Jonathan changed when he was with Reva. The only time I liked him was when he had scenes with Reva. He changed the day he shaved Reva's head. I found myself starting to like him because of how he acted with Reva.
Good scene.
Keep it up.
What up?
She says, keep it up. With the thing.
Well, Luke, that's more for you, I guess.
My God.
Don't cut that. That's funny. Go ahead. Many more letters?
I was just double checking here.
I have birthdays.
Okay, go with them.
I have birthdays. Happy birthday to these people. I'll give you the dates. On March 6th, Jacqueline Zeman, who plays Bobby on General Hospital, celebrates a birthday. On March 7th, Mary Beth Evans, who plays Kayla on Days of Our Lives, celebrates a birthday. Eileen Hurley, who plays Myrtle on All My Children on March 8th. Lauren Coslow, who plays Kate on Days of Our Lives on March 9th. Kathy Breyer, who plays Marcy on One Life to Live on March 10th. And I hear that she and Michael are going to break up after Todd finds out that TJ is his.
Oh, no.
And that's just rumor. And then on March 12th, Jean-Paul Lavoisier celebrates a birthday, who plays Rex on One Life to Live.
Well, while you were reading those, I dug up some more stuff. Apparently, you were so popular this last week in the forums with your rendition of the Another World lyrics or karaoke that since you told people to get you the whole lyrics for it, they did. Sudsy Kristen has the entire lyrics for you.
She's awesome.
So now we get to hear you sing it.
No, we can't. We can't do more than like 15, 20 seconds.
Well, sing fast.
The end.
Yeah, there
I sang
you
it
go.
Last time.
No, you sang
the
chorus.
Is there anything new?
Well, there was a suggestion regarding Jack Wagner, but...
Oh, my goodness.
I'm trying to find here what song they suggested.
All I Need. That's
All
the only
I Need.
Jack Wagner song there is. Well, there's probably more, but that's the only one anybody knows.
Well, hit it, Lisa.
Again, I only know the chorus. It's a nice... Is it 80s or 90s song?
I have no clue.
I'm thinking to myself. I'm sorry. I'm trying to remember how it goes. Okay. Now, I just ate a Snickers, so my voice is not in the best. Luke,
so we
like
get
to sing back up with
we
me?
Get to sing Snicker. We get to snicker while you're singing. Is that it?
Oh my goodness. Do you save these puns up? I mean,
me? You're the one who always has them.
Yeah, but I'm funny.
I see.
Oh, I love you. All right. Jack Wagner. Okay. Gosh, he's 6 high, too. All I need is a little more time to be sure what I feel. Is it all in my mind?
Okay, cut.
It seems so hard to believe. That you're all I need. I'm sorry, I have to finish
and
out.
And for some reason, that just segues into Take Me Away to Another World.
Take me away to another world. Yeah. And that's like 3 octaves lower. than what it is. I mean, she sings that high. It about broke my voice last week. I'm like, I can't sing that high, Crystal.
Well,
you, hey, I'll sing the Another World theme if you sing the Gary, what's his head part, and I'll sing the Crystal Gale part.
I am not singing nothing.
Well, then, there you go. Sorry, guys, until he is willing to sing the duet with me. I cannot sing the whole.
I see how this is. You're doing a cop out. Okay.
No, I'm not copping out. I'm trying to get you to step up to the plate.
Last but not least, we have some events to tell you about. Walt Willie is going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn in Staten Island on March the 10th.
If, uh-huh.
We don't
what?
We
just
don't know
there?
What he's doing, but you could call for information at 718.
Plants. He may just help you with your bags. It doesn't say what he's doing. That's hilarious.
No. You can call for more information at 718-477-2400.
And let us know what he's doing.
Yes, please. Also, we have a charity brunch meet and greet starring a variety of stars from various soaps, not just one network.
Well,
we have Rodney Van Johnson, TC of Passions, David Famiro, Christian on One Life to Live, Hillary B. Smith from One Life to Live, Catherine Hicklin from One Life to Live, Forbes March from One Life to Live, and Walt Willie from All My Children.
Hey, he gets around.
Yeah, considering this is on the following day on March 11th in Tampa, Florida, he's going to be a busy little man.
In the morning. That's a bunch.
For more information, you can go to myspace.com/soapstarevent_Tampa Bay.
I swear that looks like soap stare vent. Sorry, but that's not right.
I can't say things you can't read.
I can't read. And hooked on phonics works for me.
Yeah, exactly.
What's next, dear?
We also have Samantha's Friends annual charity fundraiser, which will be featuring Brandon Beamer from Days of Our Lives, Martha Madison, Days of Our Lives, Rachel Melvin, Chelsea from Days of
Love
Our
her.
Lives, Walt Willie from...
My goodness, boy, yeah. Take a break.
This is on the 25th, so...
Wow, he gets a little break.
Kevin Spiritus, ex-Craig on Days, and Patrick Darbo, ex-Nancy on Days.
Patrica. You talk about me not being able to read.
Oh, I did misread it.
Patrica. Nancy. Hey, we were just talking about her.
I know. How ironic is that?
I love it.
For more information, you can go to www.samanthas-friends.org.
And that's in where? Florida? Bradenton, Florida.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Next.
Jason Thompson, Patrick of General Hospitals, has meet and greet on May 5 from 5
well,
to 9 p.m.
Well, at least they say PM. What he's doing.
Yeah. It is at the Omega Sports Center in Niagara Falls, New York. Tickets are $30.
Hey, I would totally go.
And last but not least, the most currently uninteresting storyline couple on Days
Luke,
of Our Lives.
They're going to get us killed. They're going to put a hex out on us. They're a very popular couple.
They are a very popular couple,
nice.
And I love both of them. Absolutely love both of them.
Nice.
But the writing for them just sucks lately.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Stephen Nichols and Mary Beth Evans are having a fan club luncheon on June the 3rd at the Regency Room Sportsman Lodge. Tickets are $75.
California. Man.
Yep.
It's just, everything's so far from me. Anyways.
For more information, you go to stephennichols.netevent.html.
Sure. All one word, Stephen Nichols, by the way.
Yes. But,
wow.
I mean, I love them.
$75.
But my friend Lisa.
They are boring right now.
Days of Our Lives is so boring right
What's
now.
What's with the devil card? I mean, it's so stupid. That's Riley. Come on, Sheffer.
I think that's the problem. I think it's Sheffer's trying to get out of the storyline and doesn't know how.
Well, he better hurry up because it's awful. So,
and
their chemistry can only make up for so much. So, anyway.
On that note, send us your emails at DC@TVFanOnline. As always, you can drop by the forums at TVFanOnline.com/forums.
Hey, and if you guys have song requests, can you make them a little lower? I mean, not like very white low, but.
My so, in
goodness.
Other words, she wants everything from Celine Dion and Mariah Carey
no.
and Whitney Houston.
Stop it! Ah! No, I wouldn't sing anything from them. Sorry.
Well,
I don't mean to say things out loud, but they just come out.
That is it for this week. So
did
until...
you push the record button this time?
Yes, I did.
Sweet! That is really it this week, guys.
Yes, that is it for today's episode. So long, folks, and have
Bye.
A good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.